007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Hi, Garrett. How are you?
How are you? How
I'm
are things?
Very well, thank you. We are starting with trailers this afternoon.
We are starting with trailers because they're a huge component, obviously, in the marketing of a movie. They do a lot. I mean, you know, we watch a trailer and we think, that looks good, doesn't it? And
I hate when they give too much away.
So do I. I really do. Yeah. But sometimes the best trailers are the kind of teaser ones
Big
that
time.
Make you think, oh, that's going to be, remember, Independence
Day. It's
quite an art Day.
To it, isn't there? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it made everybody think
that was going to be. The last Batman one as well.
That's right. Very, good. Very, very
yeah,
good. And yeah. The movie didn't live up to it, but
no.
It gets them in.
Mm.
Interesting thing happening in the States. The National Association of Theatre Owners have unveiled a new set of voluntary in-theatre marketing guidelines. So I don't know if the studios are going to take these on board or not, but it's kind of pointing to maybe some of the issues, yeah, that are arising. They suggest that all trailers should be under 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
That they should not be released no earlier than 150 days in advance of a film's release. So in other words, all this,
yeah,
you know, this pre-promotion,
yes,
like we're seeing it with 50 Shades now, the posters come out. I'm,
yes,
sure we'll probably see a trailer, even though it hasn't even
remember it Great Gatsby because it was delayed then. We just seemed to be watching that trailer for a very long time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Things like that, and then that, you know, there should be no sort of promotion inside the theatre and things like that.
Mm.
Hard to know if they're going to do it, but one of the ones that I found interesting is that trailers cannot have third-party brands or endorsements and can't include anything that encourages mobile phone use,
really,
during the show, such as internet or URLs.
Ah.
So that was an interesting one. Anyway, they probably won't take any of it on board, but just to... to kind of reiterate, I mean, I was thinking back to when we started in 1999 on Lyric,
yes,
and watching trailers online. I remember waiting for the likes of Phantom Menace to load up. It took ages.
That's right,
and
yeah,
that was a pretty high speed link in RT at the time, but it was at the beginning of when trailers were breaking
through.
Now it's on your phone.
Yeah.
46 million views for 300 Rise of an Empire.
Really?
It's the most watched trailer at the moment.
Gosh.
866,000 views a week.
Ooh.
Noah, 15 million views.
Gosh.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2, 29 million views. I mean, they're almost product in,
exactly,
themselves,
yeah,
if they're partners with YouTube.
Huge on the
and
marketing,
they're watching
end of things,
it.
Yeah.
So like that many people watching the trailers. So, you know, that's goes to show
it's
you
big business.
How big much of a big business trailers are.
Now, King Arthur, we have seen King Arthur on our big screens many's the time. Are they doing it? Are they bringing him on again?
Well, why wouldn't they? It's let's reinvent yet another franchise. The man they're looking towards to do this was once linked with it before, but it's said that he's considering the director's chair for a big budget fantasy retelling, and that is Guy Ritchie, of course.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, of course, he did very well with Sherlock Holmes.
That's it.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know, he did well with the sequel as well. So they're definitely going to do it. They're looking,
okay,
at sort of six films, so they've really got a franchise in mind for that. But he looks to be on board. So
very good,
King Arthur.
Now, since we last spoke, we have had numerous winners at Sundance. Tell us about this. The big winner.
Yeah, the big winner was a movie called Whiplash, and it actually opened the Sundance Film Festival. But it got two awards. It got the US Dramatic Grand Jury Prize and the Audience Award.
Wow.
And it's the story of a young drummer and his ruthless instructor. And it has already been picked up, actually, by Sony Pictures Classics. And that's kind of the launch, isn't it, for a small movie,
exactly,
that it wins at Sundance.
Before seeing that.
Yeah, and in other winners as well, Alive Inside, A Story of Music and Memory won the World Cinema Jury Prize, while Ethiopian film Diffret won the World Cinema Dramatic Audience Award. So that was Sundance, 30 years of it this year.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Very successful.
And everyone keeps an eye on it.
Yep.
Oscar news for us.
Oscar news. March 2nd is when the Oscars,
yes,
are coming. And they're going to honour The Wizard of Oz, actually, at this year's show, because it was a Best Picture nominee in 1939. And,
yes,
of course, it's celebrating its 75th anniversary. And they're going to do it as part of the show. So I'd imagine we're going to have some song and dance,
yeah,
with it. And that would be good, wouldn't it? That they'll do it. I mean, it's been a big year because there was the 3D IMAX re-release of the film.
That's right.
There's been a book as well about the making making of it, you know, and everyone kind
of stood the test of time just so well. It's still a favourite, isn't it?
Yeah, so The Yellow Brick Road for the Oscars
this
year. That
sounds good. I like the sound of that. Now, speaking of Sherlock, you've some casting news for us.
I don't know how many movies I've watched recently and this man pops up in it, you know.
Benedict Cumberbatch, he is in everything.
You know, is he in Love, Hate? Has he been cast?
Not yet.
I wouldn't be surprised. He's attached to star in Blood Mountain. It's a thriller, and it's going to be about a military contractor whose special forces team is ambushed and killed during a covert raid, forcing him to personally escort one of the world's most wanted terrorists over hostile terrain in order to bring him to justice. It's one of these projects that they're bringing to the European film market, which takes place in Berlin, and that all starts next week, where there's a big festival there, but also they put together these projects and attract money, and I reckon any project with Benedict Cumberbatch is going to
attract
buyers.
Yeah, yes. Indeed. Okay, good for him. Some more casting news for us.
Yeah, Albert Brooks has set to star with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain and Alfred Molina in A Most Violent Year. It's the J.C. Shander directed drama.
Shooting
on the film has just got underway. The drama takes place in New York in 1981, a year in which the city had one of its highest tallies of violent crime. Ooh. And an immigrant and his family are trying to grow their heating oil business, and their ambition collides with a crime element.
All right, you've some home news for us and an Irish filmmaker.
Yeah, it's good news for a small movie, a movie called Trampoline. It's the debut feature from Tom Ryan, and it's a drama shot and set in Nina. It was made on a tiny budget, I think of about €1,000. It's won a few festival awards, and now it's coming home because it's going to have a limited theatrical release at the Ormond Cineplex in Nina.
Fantastic.
In February, which is a great journey for them. And, you know, the filmmaker secured funds from local businesses to complete the film. It tells the story of a young woman who comes back to her hometown after college and ends up teaching at her old secondary school. So, you know, check it out at the Ormond Cineplex in Nina. Go support a local film.
Definitely
that has
well done to Tom Ryan and the gang. That's a great achievement. Meanwhile, looking ahead to the Short Film Festival, the 6th Corona Fastnet Short Film Festival.
Yeah, this is a popular festival that takes place in Skull. They have announced that one of their patrons, David Putnam, the famed film producer of Chariots of Fire, The Mission, movies like that, is going to take part in this year's planned programme of mini seminars. And he's going to talk about working with the director Alan Parker, which I'm sure will be very interesting.
That's a great thing.
Yeah,
that
festival runs the last weekend in May, 21st to the 25th, the Fastnet Short Film Festival, and they're accepting entries as well from filmmakers for the festival.
Very good. We'll keep an eye on that one. Now, we began talking about trailers, and as always, you bring us a trailer to check out. What should we check out this week?
Yeah, it's going to be a big year for fans of Nick Hornby because he's got a TV series on NBC coming of about a boy. Remember that film and book, obviously, as well. But his 2005 novel, A Long Way Down, had its first trailer posted online, and it's got a really good cast in it.
Pierce Brosnan,
Tony Collette, Aaron Paul. A lot of interest in it because of Aaron Paul, really. It's kind of one of the big things he's done after Breaking Bad.
Yes.
Imogen Potts as well. So that's a really good cast, and it's about a group of people who all sort of cross paths on New Year's Eve night on top of a London high rise, and that each of them sort of make a pact together that they will meet and stay alive until Valentine's Day. They were all there to jump.
I did take a brief look at the trailer. It looks interesting. I did read the book too, so we'll see how that goes. His books transfer well to the screen. So
A Long Way Down is what it's called, so check out the trailer.
All right, new releases in our cinemas this weekend. Free Fall is the first one.
Free Fall, a promising career with the police, a baby on the way. Mark's life seems to be on the right track. Then he meets fellow policeman Kay, and during their regular jogs, Mark experiences a never before felt sense of ease and effortless and what it means to fall in love with another man. It's a German drama. Okay, there's a big budget movie as well called I, Frankenstein. Again, I suppose we're seeing the retelling of these stories over and over again. Aaron Eckhart and Bill Nye star in this one, and it's Frankenstein's creature finds himself caught in an all-out centuries-old war. It's a big trailer. I mean, look at the trailer. You'll see a lot of effects in it. Yeah,
all right, so. Mark Wahlberg is back on the big screen.
Yeah, a very versatile man who kind of appears in a lot of movies, and he plays a man who's sent with his team on a mission to capture or kill a notorious Al-Qaeda leader in late June 2005. And Marcus and his team are left to fight for their lives in one of the most valiant efforts of modern warfare. Taylor Kitsch and Emil Hirsch also star in that one.
When we mentioned this one last week, Christian Bale, who celebrated his 40th birthday this week. We celebrated him on last week's programme, but Out of the Furnace is his latest.
Yes, and actually we have a clip of it of him and Casey Affleck, and they're just coming in. They're in a bookies, and this will sort of set up their characters
for you. This is Out of the Furnace.
Man, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Huh? What are you doing here?
You playing the ponies now?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to make a little dough. What, man?
I'm just wondering where you're getting the money. The bet was.
Borrowed it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who from? Huh? Who from?
John Petty. You gave me a tip. It didn't pay off.
Well, of course you did. How much he loan you?
I don't even know.
You don't even know. You know how much?
$1,500.
Where are you going to get that money to pay him back, huh? And what else are you going to owe him? You got a check coming in from somewhere?
Nope.
You know, because I ain't got that kind of cash lying around to bail you out.
Well, I didn't ask you to bail me out.
No.
Yeah, that is Out of the Furnace. They're not the most articulate bunch, are they?
No, it's hard to understand them in that. But again, they're two great actors,
big
aren't
time,
they?
Yeah, and Casey Affleck is super.
Yeah, it's about Rodney Blaise mysteriously disappears and law enforcement doesn't follow through fast enough. His older brother, Russell, takes matters into his own hands to find justice. Okay. Zac Efron stars in That Awkward Moment. It's about three best friends find themselves where we've all been at that confusing moment in every dating relationship when you have to decide, so where is this going? So a bit of light relief comedy.
Moment.
And then The Armstrong Lie, a documentary. Alex Gibney directs this one, a documentary chronicling sports. And my notes here says legend, but if you hand me a red pen, I can cross it out.
Right,
Lance Armstrong,
yes.
Because he's had so much controversy, but it's the rise and fall from grace of Lance Armstrong in this documentary. And then we're going to have lots of movies about him
exactly.
as well.
So. Okay, quite a nice mixture there for us. Your TV movie recommendation, we are going to Tichy Cahir on Monday night.
We are, and it's a movie starring Colin Farrell. I've not seen this movie, but I've just picked it out because I reckon it's probably an interesting one. There's a good cast in it, but it's from the Pulitzer Prize winning author of The Hours. It comes a story that chronicles a dozen years in the lives of two best friends who couldn't be more different, from suburban Cleveland in the 60s to New York City in the 80s, where they meet an older woman. The film charts a journey of trials, triumphs, loves and losses. Colin Farrell, Dallas Roberts and Robin Wright star in it. It's called Home at the End of the World. Tichy Cahir, 9:30, Monday night.
I'll check that out, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.